Hi, sweetie.
Hey. Hey.
How are you doing?
I can do that if you want. Hello. Greetings. I hear footsteps.
Ah, yeah, it's working good.
Cool.
Hi, Kira.
Hey, kids, what's happening?
Hanging tough. How are you doing?
Great. I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. So, okay, we're all here tonight, so everybody say hi.
Hi.
Greetings.
Oh, you have a voice.
Amazingly so.
Oh. Okay, let me see. Okay, down to business. Okay, and Tia's predictions about Kosovo, spot on as always. She's a smart cookie, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now where were we? We have a agenda tonight, as I'm doing the ring mistress. Let me go and put my hot pants on and my waistcoat and my whip and my big hat. What's big hats called?
Top hat.
Top hat. And I'll do the ring mistress thing. Tia used to wear that outfit. So, as I've been given the job and the duty and all the stuff.
A little small for doing that.
That looks better being small. Now, what was up?
Oh, I just turned the volume up so it picks up better on the microphone.
Ah. Okay. Now then, before I go off and do that, and I'm joking, it's a Syrian joke. Okay. First of all, let's go over a few interesting little points. As you know, and you might have sensed it, Russ, you had a visitation from our grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she prowled around for a little while on the astral. She's checked out a few things. And you might want to think about appeasing the divas, as they're still a little upset and hurt. Probably do something like maybe put out some fruit for them where the holy spot is.
Okay.
Maybe light a few candles for them.
Put a very large crystal out there.
Mm-hmm. What else? Reasons that they are upset. My grandmother couldn't put it down to any one thing as their thought processes, and she hasn't worked with earth fevers in quite a long time, so she said it was difficult to understand what they were complaining about and what they were upset about. I don't think it's so much the change as the vibrations around the locale. Also, she brought up a few interesting points of the fact that the garden definitely needs some work, but I'll leave that to Treebeard, who talked to her more than I did on that side through our communication system.
Excellent.
And what is up with the domestic short-haired Felis catus?
He's just hanging around.
Yeah. She seems very affectionate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not the big one, though. Okay.
Gossip, dude?
Oh, gossip. I'm still working on that for the webpage.
Right. I'm still waiting for it.
Okay, I'll email it to you.
Okay.
Now, the thing about your F computers, I can really get on a thing here, is that the speed and the processing is just so... We can plug in one of our computers, one of our small, even my portable one, my, what do you call them, laptops?
It's just Leonidas, it'll be fine.
Yeah, Leonidas, no, it's Alex's.
Oh, it's Alex's.
Yes, it's Alex's laptop. I mean, that runs at about 2,000 megahertz, and that's old.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We can work with old equipment.
Sure, we can work with ancient equipment, darling.
Look at Corton.
Yes, Corton and his collection. You could go off on that. Okay. As I'm supposed to be the engineer. Okay, let's look at the upcoming technologies that are about to be released. You've been following Gateway 2000, I assume.
I've been following Windows 2000.
Well, Gateway 2000 is the computer company, correct?
Well, Gateway
yes,
is.
Yeah, Gateway.
Gateway 2000 might be a new version of their computer line coming out, I don't know.
Well, they've always been Gateway 2000s, I think.
No.
Okay, anyway, Gateway. And they're working, they brought out a whole new line of computers, and they're missing certain key elements, such as the plugins or the slots are there for them, but the hardware that they're using is generic video hardware. Now, as was stated about a year and a half ago, the meshing of the two technologies together with the graphic technology that is still far superior than standard PC technology, being the technology used by the Silicon Graphic Workstations and the Amigas and all those line of graphic animation computers, is about to occur. My projected time is probably September when they start to release it, or maybe early 2000. It's been rumored on your planet, and we somehow, mysteriously, got a hold of one. A complete operating system, and it is impressive. The animation capability is very impressive. The tightness and working capability, for example, you use megabytes of RAM for video, is they achieve from half the amount what the standard PC uses. The standard has what, 4?
Standard's got usually 16.
Standard PC has 16 megs of RAM?
Generally.
Okay. These have standard 4 megs of video RAM, the one that we got a hold of.
Oh, video RAM. Yeah, they're usually running around 4, right?
So yeah.
They're probably running around 2.
Yeah, it's about half. And graphic capability is that we bumped up a standard PC that we have to about 24, and it was just close.
Hmm.
So this new technology that's come out is much more efficient and much better. Also, the software programming is much tighter, and there's not the hesitations or hang-ups that you suffer from with the standard 24 megabytes of the video RAM.
Now, with the computer changes going on, we're understanding that the whole idea of laptops might be outdated soon. Where you're just using a cell phone as your computer.
Yeah.
Getting smaller and smarter.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have palm tops as well.
Right. Which is actually, introducing the whole cell phone technology in conjunction with that.
Yeah. You have them there about. You can hold them in the palm of your hand and use a pen to type it.
Right.
From what I've been told at point on the screen, I haven't actually seen one. I know Mark has. I think you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have any more questions on either coercion, computers, engineering, and no skit?
I got that thought right clear through my head like a gunshot. I heard that one on both of your ends, dude.
And spirituality.
I'd love to torment her, though. I'd love to torment her.
And spirituality. I've been getting more in contact with the religious side of being a Syrian.
Okay, one question. You say you're talking to your grandma.
Yeah.
All right. Has the gentleman that's supposed to be my guide come out of training yet?
He's doing part-time at the moment.
Okay.
All right. When you feel that nudge or that thought or that suggestion that pops into your mind, which I think you have from time to time recently, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that's him guiding.
Okay.
But he's still doing training. What would be the word? He would be doing on-the-job trainings for a few hours a week.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
From what my grandmother explained to me is that when you're in that state and you're doing the learning necessary to be a guide, part of it is that you spend a lot of time on the spiritual plane, talking with other people that are guides, that are about to be guides, that have been guides. They all get together and they learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And then they look at individual situations. And then they go off and do a little bit of work with the person that they're intended to be a guide for. Normally that there's another guide to help them, to guide them. So the guide's been guided, as it were, on the correct path.
On a job training.
Mm-hmm.
On a job training.
So that's... Yeah, they normally ease into it gently. In this case, it's a little different due to the fact of that you don't have any until now.
Yeah.
And the guiding is part of the process. Mm-hmm. Now, there is another kind of guide, which is a guide from love. And they're normally things like spouses, parents, very close friends. And they don't need the on-the-job training because they know the person intimately, mentally, sometimes physically, and they do a lot of their own kind of guiding and pushing in the correct direction or the direction that they perceive is correct. Now, the important thing to remember is that guides do it from their point of view and try to analyze what is best for you, even though it is their point of view.
Yeah.
So that's something very important to understand, is that when they're pushing you in that direction and they are guiding you to what they think is the best goal, not what is actually the best goal, but what they perceive as the best goal for you. So therefore, yeah, mistakes do happen, errors do happen, both parties learn. Part of the process that is the learning process for both the guide and the individual being guided.
Okay.
Next question.
Thank you.
No more questions?
No more.
Okay.
Because it seems like this is we just got through the Renaissance paradigm here.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating one of Earth's Renaissance periods. It seems to me as if we're all actually going through another Renaissance period now. The age of the computers coming in and the worldwide ability to speak to each other as they experienced then. What do you think of that?
I'm watching with interest and I'm not going to make a commitment one way or the other this time due to the fact that I really don't know enough about the political and social economic setup. I'd have to spend time talking with Tia to come up with a formulated answer. And I'm batting 100 at the moment since I've been appointed Ring Mistress.
Good.
It is a heavy mantle to wear. I haven't been goofy, I haven't flirted, I haven't hit on anybody.
You're doing great.
Hey, Skip, you're going to come up and maybe we can have some mischief?
If you teach me how to astral travel, I'll come on up.
I'm not an astral traveler.
I know.
Not that kind of girl.
Not that kind of girl.
Hey, I'm a wild girl, but I am taken somewhat.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. I'll be back.
Okay.
Greetings and felicitations. I will be quick as we have a speaker that has a dormancy problem. It seems that when we leave him for the second side of your recording device, he becomes dormant himself. So we will, I will be quick and we will continue with my questions on the second side. First of all, I would like to cover a few points that Kirin's discussing, and she's been very tactful and cagey about the visitation by her grandmother to Yora Bobras. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you wish to discuss on that?
Mostly she's seen it from a different point of view than I can get, and so her value observations are good for me.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, you know, she's kind of skirting edges here and there and leaving a lot unsaid. So I'm not sure how much can be talked about.
Yes, well, the impression that I got from Kiri is that she thinks that you are smart enough to see them with the clues that she has given. You know, the objectives, the goals, the reasoning, and the logic. But the objectives obviously are for the garden and improving the garden and making an environment that is conducive for their happiness.
Mm.
And in return, they protect and watch over and look after. Anything that would infringe on, as Kiri put it, their holy spot would be something that would be very detrimental, very harmful, very infuriating.
Well, that's been set aside as sacred, and nothing goes to that point.
Yes. So it is something that needs to be watched carefully. Yeah. making it an isolated area in itself can be a problem. Going out there and sitting in a holy spot and just relaxing but not doing any harm would be the way to go about it, is it not being isolated and closed off, almost as if saying we are avoiding it because it is your spot, but interacting with them within the holy spot.
Hmm. That's some ideas that I could use.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any more questions?
Well, same for the second side.
Okay. Young lady?
Nothing at this point right now. Mostly I'm listening to that which you have to share.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored. Young man, when you are my age, you may call others young men.
Sorry about that, Omar.
This is quite okay.
Because everybody's young man to me.
Except me, I hope.
Well.
You are 63, correct?
66, yeah.
66. Tap on a few zeros onto the end of your age and you would be close.
Yeah, I'm not near a dimension. Maybe.
True. But I am also very invigorated and very relaxed after a dormancy of 43 hours.
Oh, beautiful.
Nice nap.
That's a nice nap.
Yes, that was a very nice nap and well deserved.
Yes, it was.
Are your hours the same as Earth hours?
The base hours are 25 hours. It is an hour longer.
Ah.
However, my hours and the lack of sleep that I get is due to the fact of my metabolism. I sleep approximately once every 50 to 100 years. That is our years on Hades base.
Hmm.
The cycle is twice the length of yours. It takes where we are 720 days to do a complete cycle around your sun. That is 1 year for us on the base. However, they do break them into half years for being in balance with Sirius. So, therefore, it is would be 100 to 200 years between rest times for me.
That's enlightening.
Thank you. Okay, I will depart and we will put on the gentleman with the dormancy proper. Greetings and hello.
Greetings, sweetheart.
Hello.
I am hearing of a new voice.
A voice that was there a couple weeks ago, but is now healed to the point where you can hear it.
You have fine vocal cords, although being of little force.
Thank you. We're getting better.
That is me not good. Okay, where are we off talking?
Oh,
yes, of divas and answers doing of questions.
Mm-hmm.
After much contemplation, a explanation and connection of being divas and awareness of spirituality and focusedness of them being in two places of at the same time. From contemplation and interaction with the tree life forms being on your area of habitation, dwelling on this, I have concluded that first necessary being for me to be short and to the point, which will be difficult as the answer is long. So I give abbreviated answer and open option for being of questioning. Now, to address first part being question of trees, leaving Diva for second part of answer. First part being that the awareness ability of little young sprouting trees is of unimportance, so pulling and harming them is no more harmful than plucking one of hair from head. But as awareness grows and size grows, it is necessary to be more in tune with their awareness of time perception. Time perception, much like that of Diva, can be over a long time, where a person standing by a tree for a moment is no more noticeable than of a molecule in front of face of you. But house being built next to a great tree is noticeable when house is of age itself. So a house that is being of 10 cycles of your planet is no more noticeable than a speck of dust in the sun. For a moment and a blink, it is not along anymore. But a house of great age is noticeable as a person standing before you and talking for great time in your measurement, for example, being of 1/24th of your day. So a tree being of awareness depends on length of time. However, if harm befall the tree at the hand of a physical moving being, such as mammal, then tree take notice and being aware learn that those cause harm and therefore becomes, as you would be saying, of lack at heart towards that species. However, tree also understand that sometimes being of necessary for help in removal of limbs that cause pain, problem, or damage, or infested with parasitic life forms that it is unable to control of itself. So therefore, to compare a tree's awareness of your species or any species is to compare it to a mote of dust floating in the sunlight for a moment. So therefore, being of great age, you would have to be of doing good for a tree to be of noticing you. Most species of tree in your general locale are too young to be fully conscious of the environment and happenings around them. They are no more conscious than a fly is conscious, or a mayfly that is alive for one rotation of your planet being of one day. So it is hard for a tree to comprehend unless of great age. Now, awareness starts to fix solidly after about 100 cycles around your planet. Tree starts to become more in tune, but still of a juvenile level. As the tree becomes of greater age to about 300 cycles around your solar disk, then awareness firmly fixed, so therefore being of total consciousness and aware. Greater the age, greater the wisdom. Different species being of different levels of awareness. Ones of great time being more deeply aware and more open to awareness of surroundings. First part of answer. Answer one question from each before proceeding to second answer concerning Diva and interaction thereof.
You once mentioned the trees on the very top of the mountains behind my house on the ski slopes there as being a great age.
Mm-hmm.
A great age, would that be over the 300-year fixed awareness cycle you mentioned?
That is being of correct. Next person speaking, question, please.
Does age of trees matter so much when mammals, human, like to hug and talk to trees, send love?
More feeling of emotion for a brief moment of warmth and happiness as feline rubbing against you.
But trees look.
Yes.
Huh.
Last person asking question.
Okay, now, from what you're saying, the older a tree gets, the more conscious and awareness it is of what's going on with the environment and what's happening around it.
That is being of correct.
Okay, now, in this area, there's not any trees older than 100 years.
So trees being of baby trees and awareness being that of a fly floating.
Okay.
But starting to grow in awareness.
I'm sorry. Because this whole valley clear down the Carson, well, the whole mountain, down to Carson City was clear-cut at the turn of the century.
I believe there are a few here and there that are parent trees and varieties that are too small to being of use for nature. So there are little pockets, as you would be of saying, of trees of great age that are memory trees.
Okay.
I will cover memory trees in a moment to explain with Diva and interaction of Diva. Very important. Okay. Diva and interaction thereof in connection with being of trees. Divas, as most are understanding, go under many different forms and auspices. One being of forms of deities to locales being worshipped in a way by people for things that they look after. Being example, the tree gods and duties for trees. This is important due to looking at trees at this being of time. Trees and divas. Their primary function is to look after of trees as gardeners look after plants. But because of perception of time, and explain briefly, time being a concept that divas be not understanding, a moment or one of your seconds may be of such great length of time you would perceive as eternity. A thousand years being too deeper, but of a second. So time is of different concept. One moment the other. Much being done in both instances. But interaction of trees with deeper is as protector tending to area by vibrations that would discourage or create feelings of great protection for area, working in way that is for protection of trees. When big area threatened by, as Skip being not mentioning, clear cutting, divas congregate in areas and protect small areas so that memory of forest being of kept. Duties for divas at them become negative and hostile in a way that makes area a place where bad things happen. Negative side being of trees pick up on this vibrational feeling and in self become negative and nasty, aiding in the protecting of area. Sometimes divas use of different tactic of making area so beautiful that people come to sit and relish in trees and do not touch of trees because it is such a relaxing and soothing area. Both purposes being done by divas for reasons that benefit at the time. Over time, let us say a stand of trees that has reputation for bad will become surrounded by younger trees that are lighter and fairer, and the stand becomes old, dark, and feeling of foreboding and not welcome, that it does not expand out of old growth. In time, old growth fade away into memory and is being gone, and trees around remember the reason why that spot became dark and black, to protect and in doing so honor area. In the forests of Europe, there are stands that have meadows that no trees now be not growing, but if dig down deep, find roots of many great trees. That being an example of memory forest. Memory forests are being of very key and important for health of forest overall as keepers of memory, but they being keeping of negative to themselves, knowing that job is having been done for the greater good of forest around. On other side, divas that are being of cheerful light and beauty work with trees in way to make areas so adorable and amorous that it becomes spot of great light and joy and always have feeling of mischief. All that I have mentioned concerning trees are being done by divas to protect in one way or another. So divas being of guardians for particular groups, such as being of mentioning trees. It is important for a moment to say that trees and diva trees, that is, divas that look after trees, is very key to the issue of divas, to understanding of diva, then necessary to understanding of tree. One being interchangeable for the other in understanding, but not it in physical form. After all, diva only being visible when diva wish so to be noticed. But diva of protecting of great trees will work whatever it perceiving of best for area of trees. So divas find necessary to use both to protect. Sometimes groups of divas of different kinds, being example divas of fire, will work with divas of trees to help clear out old or young, weak or sick being of trees to facilitate maximum growth effect for trees overall. So divas being playing of many parts for understanding and protection of the trees. Also, if human being in state of different consciousness can tap both the awareness of trees and the awareness of divas and feel the hand of divas and trees. How to do so, I will say for another time. Does this answer your question satisfactorily? Right.
Yes, it does.
It is not as long as I would hope to give, but as I stated, one of your recording devices would not be enough for an answer.
No, this gave me a lot of good clues.
Yeah. Okay, right. Let us discuss what you wish to ask as questions.
Okay. To my understanding, then, understanding trees will help you to gain more understanding of divas.
Yes, and being of none. You have to understand both at the same time to understand what.
So, I'm just trying to, gaining an insight into the consciousness of the way the tree works helps you in starting the comprehension of beginning to feel the consciousness of the diva that helps the tree?
That is being closer to truth.
Okay.
Yes, to answer a question, very much being like a druid, a tree-hugging druid, I think word would be in your views.
That's good. Well, kind of a problematic question here, I guess. Mm-hmm. We use, the human race uses trees for building mm-hmm. and other products like paper and so on and so forth. Are we destroying the divas and the trees by using these things as we do and growing new ones in their place?
Well, one thing being of divas cannot be destroyed. And being of wood use is normally young wood that has not a fixed family consciousness. So therefore, growing trees to farm them to supply carpentry materials is no more harmful than what divas do to grow trees so that they may aid in growth of forests. So it is not negative.
In other words, we're not destroying our own environment.
No, as long as being of replacing.
Yeah, well, they replace them now, which they didn't used to. People have gotten wiser about harvesting one.
Yes, so I am of understanding.
Now, two locations where I've seen examples of the good and the bad trees. One would be the good tree location I've been to has been Muir Woods on the coast. Pacific Red Coast. Woods. Yeah, the Muir Woods Redwoods Forest. It's a protected area, has paths going through it, and many tourists go through there, and you go through there. It's just a religious experience. And then, as I was saying, the ones up on top of Heavenly, it's almost as if they're angry at something, just from what they experience with the wind and the people chopping them down to make ski runs and or things like that. It almost seems like you don't want to go into the trees.
That being an example of both, I am not familiar with both areas. But if image being not projected, then yes. Examples being of such.
The ones on the coast, Treebeard, are probably between 1,000 and 3,000 years old. They are mammoth redwoods. Okay.
So they being of memory trees.
Yes, very much so. And the ones on top of the mountain here at Heavenly are approximately 100 years old.
The image being projected by Russ is of little stunted trees of
the way little
cats. Other trees lower down being of, keep thinking Russ, of little young trees that have no more memory than being of a hare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they would have wanted the wood up there up top, which is too stunted.
Yeah, it's all gnarled and twisted. Everything else from the world.
Right, but there is life there. They are growing. Yeah, there is, yeah. But they're old.
By what being projected, they make trees in coastal grove look like babies.
Mm-hmm.
So they have lots of awareness to them. But mm-hmm. after, let's say, 1,000 years of harsh winters and snow covering them and hard getting winds. Blasted.
Hard winds.
No love being shown. How do divas work with trees like that?
They attract like divas that have been used and manipulated and forced to do other people's doing, so they become likewise.
So people can force divas to do something?
It depends on how you define force. Change environment can be described as force. Using changing for negative will make diva become likewise. Changing for positive with good intent, diva become likewise. It is reflection of energy being transmitted that divas use.
Okay.
And I apologize for amount of energy being given off.
Oh, no problem.
No, that's fine. That's fine, Trevor. You're not.
Now, a couple of notes on my little local area of gardening in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
To appease my divas that hang out there, or divas, I'm trying to think of some good ideas that would they would work well with as far as helping the growth. And one idea I had was putting out some cinder blocks to portion off some certain parts of the garden where we have, you know, little garden areas, and then putting potting soil with little plants inside the holes of them.
No, I think not a good idea. Maybe something more of natural.
Like a wood?
That being of good idea. Wood will be of breaking down and returning nutrient to of soil.
Okay.
How about a rock wall? Natural rock wall.
That would be not working. But cinder block, thank you for a projection, is looking like of being made by using chemicals to bind.
Good idea.
And to glue together. Right. Cement.
So like a natural slate or something like that to wall it in, perhaps.
This cinder block's made with concrete and sand.
Young lady, you are being of wanting question.
Listening more.
But perceiving question wandering in mind.
Not so much question, just seeing flow of thoughts that work for good.
Yes. To answer a question but not being spoken, it is sometimes being best to be, as you say, watching and listening, but also to vocalize suspicions of questions that need to be formulated to answer, to make life more understandable and to answer of being self, not self, of doubt of perceptions.
No doubt, really. No question, really.
Okay, let us proceed and answer of more questions.
I'm needing to work with various life, plant life, to liven up areas and stuff. And I'm wondering about the difference between perennials and annuals, on whether I should, which one I should use to do so.
Being of depending on amount of work you wish to do. If wishing to be of replanting over and over again in different forms and ways, then annuals being of best way to go. But if being of wishing not to do as much, then perennials that grow depending on speed, size, and shape being of best way for that purpose.
Something that takes care of itself, hopefully.
Then being which would be of better?
Probably the perennial.
That being of answer. Moment I think of giving you answer, but think not if it would be best for you to be not thinking questions oneself. Answer oneself. mean forgiveness, beg English not of my language.
No worries. No.